Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
She's giving me the most scared
really
look.
Off.
Oh, no.
What? What are we doing? I thought we have a microphone.
Wait, we just said, grab a microphone. There's four of them around here. It's a podcast studio, man.
This is chaos. It's chaos.
Oh, what is happening? The sky is falling.
It's on. Yeah, no, it's on. Hi.
Of testing, RTS. Testing.
Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
You guys should go to Instagram and see how big her eyes are right now.
I don't know.
Why is this so confusing? Katie, 5 seconds ago, we all just said, so everybody should be on this episode since it's a retrospective and we're looking back at his family and all that and smiles and good times. I'm going to smile through this thing.
Did I get my raise? Why am I on camera?
Oh, now I see what's happening.
Oh,
why am I
see.
On camera?
Oh, it's all snaps into focus.
To be fair, I wasn't listening through the whole meeting. Sorry.
Wow.
I was so confused. I was like, why is she so confused by this? We just talked about it.
Now we know where family stands, okay?
Yeah.
This was a family. But
that's
then
right.
Money got involved. Money got involved and it breaks apart families.
Always
never go
everything.
Into business with your family.
Yeah, you're supposed to never go into business with your friends or family. So we're kind of fucked both ways, I guess. Hey, yeah, do you guys go red Doritos or green Doritos? Or sorry, red green. Sorry, hold on. Hey, do you guys go red Doritos or blue Doritos?
I mean, honestly, I can tell you with full confidence I go red Doritos, and I can also show you that I also go red Cheetos. So
oh.
I'm going red across the board, Cheetos and Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
I've been leaning towards blue, but
really?
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the red Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
I echo Ryan. I lean towards blue, but I don't
really release the show.
I'm not fired. I'm not fired.
No, you're here. I'm just kidding. It's Seattle's best cracking podcast.
What's cracking?
We're now down a producer, so send in your resumes.
They're really cheap.
How dare you?
Sounds like a bitter ex-employee. Don't listen to her.
Oh, man.
Bitter.
So this will be the final episode for a little bit, unless something huge happens with the team or we come back at the draft or whatever. So,
this is the end of the season, end of the road. As much as I love B-Boy Fidget.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend B-Boy Fidget with an amazing theme song for RTS. Maybe we should be playing Boys to Men. It has come to an end, friends and family.
My favorite part of any Boys to Men, Boys to Man song? Boys to Men song, yeah. Is when...
I don't know why I wanted to change it.
My favorite part is when the guy just talks. It's the best.
Oh,
part.
Bass.
Yeah.
Bass.
Yeah. You want to think on it and then like maybe at the end of the episode when we hit our theme song, you could be our low bass sexy man to all the listeners out there, maybe?
You know what? I had my moment. I mean, this is going to be kind of a retrospective, so I may be jumping the gun here. One of my favorite moments when it was I was when I got to play Barry White. So now I'm just going to channel that into bass from boys to man.
Yeah.
Men. Man, men. Let me think about that.
Just make
maybe,
sure.
I can maybe take us out to something.
Keep it sexy, though, man. You know, like, we got to have them coming back next year. So leave them wanting more, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
not too much.
Entice them a little bit, though, you know? Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Release the show at gmail.com is the email address. And also, we would be remiss if we didn't mention our sponsor. Release the Show is proudly brought to you by Simply Seattle. ShopSimplySeattle.com is where you go for all your Pacific Northwest sports apparel and all the professional teams. RTS10 gets you 10% off at ShopSimplySeattle.com. That's RTS10. Don't try to say that to them in the store. They don't know what you're talking about.
Are you getting caught up on those red Doritos?
I am.
Are you getting like stuck in the back of your throat a little bit?
I think so, but I edited that part out.
Oh, okay.
You guys, Kraken season's over. It's officially in the books. They won the final home game, but then dropped the final road game on the road to Winnipeg. But who cares? Vacation started a long time ago. I've been on a beach for weeks now, ever since they've
been
mathematically eliminated. But, I mean, you guys, like, let's just look back at the Kraken season and look back at the first year of Release the Show. And who wants to start? Ryan was the last to jump on board. Should he be first to go?
Yeah.
I'm not mad at forcing him to go first.
I'm not gonna set the table for this.
Link, favorite Kraken moment
now
and
he's
favorite
sweating a little bit over
release
there.
The show moment.
I think it's just meeting people that are fans of the show, meeting them at games and going to the events, and starting to kind of form this kind of community around the team and around the different shows and going to the beer hall, meeting everybody down there, and then just starting to build it. It's been really awesome to watch it starting to grow.
I mean, other than Chris's Barry White, probably the 10-game losing streak thing that we started that is now a lifetime contract.
Oh, forever and ever.
That's got to be my favorite part.
Wait, what?
Like, Chris signed a deal
Did
with
I
the
sign
devil.
Did I sign a lifetime
Dude,
contract
Yes,
for that?
It's on the episode. You can go back and listen, man. And, like, I just, that stuff like that cracks me up. And the fact that it happens organically and, like, live on the air and it's not contrived and stuff is just, I mean, I like having fun with you guys on the show like that. And so that's an example of the kind of fun I like to have, guys.
I have to also interject too. It's the fan emails that kind of keep me going though. Like it's the stuff with the team and the show, and you guys are family. So we all have our family in fights and you know, all that. Every family has drama, but the emails from the listeners really are so special and they mean a lot. So
yeah cool. And the live events for me too, like Ryan said, like getting to meet people who actually listen to the show, because that's always a weird thing. No matter how many podcasts Katie and I do, it's like it's always weird when you kind of meet someone who listens, because you're like, oh, we just kind of do that on a laptop and like our, you know, I mean, we have sponsors and all that, and you know, but it's just like it's always like a weird, I don't know.
It's
the same
do.
Thing used to happen to me when I was on TV. I'd be like, you actually watch that? I mean, it's kind of, it's humbling and it's cool and it never gets old.
I just love it when people come up to me and recognize me as the lead singer of The Fray. That's my favorite. That's so fun. And then you just play along with it. And then they're like, oh, actually, yeah, I can tell you're not. But for a moment there, you're living large. You know, I realize after even all of you going first that I have to probably stop drinking on these episodes, because I'm signing things that I shouldn't be signing, for one. And I didn't even realize the amazing symbology with your background, that you have checked out and been on a beach ever since we were mathematically eliminated. I just thought you were too lazy to change your background.
No!
You literally have been on a beach.
Chilling, man.
Checked out, on vacation already.
Chilling, dude. Chilling.
I got to start, Yeah, cutting back. But anyway, no, I think, you know, my favorite moment, I think, in contrast to yours, Brett, is when I was officially out of the clear and we didn't have enough games left that I was no longer in jeopardy of having to go naked out in South Lake Union and have a bunch of people watching and then saying, look at that, the guy from The Fray is skinny dipping in Lake Union. And then they find out that it's me. And yeah, anyway, that's probably, I breathe a sigh of relief finally. For the Kraken, I honestly, so many great moments, but I think it's been kind of bittersweet because a lot of them really came from Turbo. From Turbo, man, like so entertaining off and on the ice. Some of his goals, because he was on fire, were so sweet. And then just interviews and pictures, and to lose him was tough. And I just think some of my favorite memories were from early on in the season when we had Turbo out there doing his thing.
Kraken memories for me, it's got to be... Gotta be finally seeing Van Wilder come out of college and hit the ice and bring all the excitement that he bring and that he bring. Number 10,
he bring it.
Flying around out there, dude. I love watching him play. I'm super excited to see him play. I mean, we dominated the Hurricanes this season. That was pretty awesome. The Red Wings comeback game at home after the Red Wings fan threw the octopus at the net, and then the Kraken comes storming back. And of course, we were in the building for that, so that was super fun. The stretch, you guys, the stretch where we were on Thanksgiving break and I had to lock myself away in my brother-in-law's bedroom and record an episode fast on my voice notes on my phone because we beat the Capitals, the Hurricanes, and the Panthers in a row, right?
That was, I mean, that was when I was like, man, this, okay. We're going to be on a run here. We're going to be on a run.
I know.
This is going to be a historic season. We're going to do it. We're taking down all the top teams. Yeah. And then, you know, we went up and down. But you speak of Florida, we are undefeated against those Panthers who we picked beef with in the beginning of the season. We are undefeated.
And how funny is that we just arbitrarily picked the Florida Panthers as our team enemy? And then we just
to be fair, they have
them.
The most points in the league, so they're kind of showing us up a little bit at the same time.
That's awesome. We're undefeated.
Link, where were we when we went on that run? Like, if we would have stayed hot from there, playoffs, no problem, right? That was so early.
It was pretty early, and you could feel that momentum coming, and like, this is the what we needed to kind of get to that next level. And I thought it was going to swing towards our favor, and then it just went back the other way.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think we would have went on a run there after that. Oh yeah. We would be talking playoffs right now.
What do you think was truly the missing thing this season for the Kraken? I mean, we know it's a new team. We know it's an expansion team. We've heard all of that, and we've talked that to death on this show, but like, you're the missing link on this show. What was the missing link for the Kraken this season?
I think it was injuries, and it was just putting the pucks in the net, just scoring goals.
Yeah.
We would go through games where we would be not even hitting the net, just kind of getting shots, getting blocked, hitting the post, just unlucky bounces. I think if we would have started scoring, Turbo would have stayed in it. Some of the other guys would have stayed a little healthy and had that team bonding right away instead of towards the end, because you could tell this team towards the end of the season was on fire.
Yeah.
And they were starting to put the pucks in the net, starting to score again. So I just think it's just scoring goals, and that stuff will come.
I think for me it was Grubauer was just in a little over his head, I think, at the beginning. Maybe too much pressure, too many Grubauer jerseys right off the bat. Remember, like, you guys remember, like, at the beginning of the season, like, you couldn't even find a Grubauer jersey. And that's great. And the enthusiasm of the fans was awesome. But I think, like, just, you know, the big contract, being the biggest kind of name at the beginning of the season, all that stuff.
That was the splash. It was our splash. It was Kevin's splash.
We thought it was going to be amazing because of all the accolades that had come before it. But I think... I don't know if it was the pressure. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to put that on him or anything. But, like, for whatever reason, it took him a while to sort of get into the groove. And then, of course, once he got on it, and now, like Ryan said, we're hot. So hopefully next season he and, of course, Driggs can start out hot, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, where my mind goes, though, and I can volley this back to you, Ryan, if you have any thoughts on it, is do we just need more bona fide scorers or a bona fide scorer in a sense? Do we have those already in, you know, Dan, maybe now Spronger, you know what I mean? Or as we have come to know him,
actual Dan.
Shit. I try to think of it. So too many nicknames, too little time. Actual Dan. We have Dan and actual Dan. But Is it that our offense faltered? We couldn't get our offense together in terms of a schematic thing, a philosophy thing, or we need more scores. We need a bona fide superstar to put the puck in the back of the net.
I like having Sprong on the team. He's been a good addition, and you can definitely tell when he shoots the puck, he shoots with purpose. And some of those goals are going in when he first signed on. And I don't think it's a systems thing. I don't think it's anything like that. The players, they're still playing with grit and they're still playing hard. We just need those natural goal scorers. And you can see when Dan steps up and he takes the puck, we were in the building. My girlfriend and I were in the building for when he had his hat trick. And he literally carried the team on his back at that game. And I think a couple more games like that, having some other players chip in. And we're looking at a different story this year.
How many games next season do they give Littlefinger to like figure it out before? Because this season, I mean, you know, they gave him the whole season, first season, expansion season, all that. I mean, a lot of Kraken fans were calling for his head like a quarter of the way into the season, right?
Yeah.
But they gave him the whole season. But now next season, I mean, 20 games in, if they're, you know, 6-whatever or, you know, like 7-13.
Yeah. How long's the leash?
I don't think this ownership group is going to tolerate losing. So if we go out next year and we're not winning right off the bat, I mean, I don't know if they're going to fire the coach right away, but they're going to look at making some changes. You can just tell, like, this whole team, this whole organization wants to win. They want to do it the right way.
I think Kraken fans did a great job this year, obviously bringing the noise to Climate Pledge, you know, supporting the team, buying the merchandise. Of course, we love the jerseys. Jerseys are amazing. And I think as fans, like, I want to speak for all of us. I think we all really did our part this year, honestly. Like, learning the game, showing up to the arena, you know, supporting in all kinds of ways for this team, right? And we've been patient all season too, right? Like, we really celebrated the wins. We didn't get too hard on them on the losses. But next season, you guys better bring it next season. I mean, 20 games in, it better be, like, at least, like, 9-11 or something. Otherwise, I think Kraken fans will kind of, like, you'll see that Kraken fans are also Seahawk fans and also Mariner fans. You know what I mean? Because right? Like, Kraken fans were kind of easy on the team and the ownership and the players all this year when things wouldn't really go right. I mean, next season, though.
You can't use it's our first season excuse forever.
Yeah.
we need to come together and gel forever.
Right.
At some point, you do or you don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, coaching, and come to think of it, Littlefinger, God, what a great nickname that came about on this show, RTS, you know, pat ourselves on the back. But we have never talked about, we always hone in on me. We hone in on the Skoy Wonder and how maybe that nickname didn't pan out. But what about the overarching, the person up at the top, Coach Littlefinger? How about that nickname panning out? Maybe we need to change his nickname.
Yeah, maybe a little negative. Maybe. I mean, he does really look just like him, though.
The resemblance is uncanny.
It's not, yeah. And see, that's the problem. Like, it's a hard nickname because it does feel like we're going after the personality also. But really, that one is all about the looks. Mrs. Davern, I mean, she looked at the TV one night. She just looked up, and they were on a shot of him, and she was like, "Is that Littlefinger?" And that's where it came from. So it was more about the physical appearance. But I agree with Chris. Like, maybe we got to find something new for him.
Well, maybe we go to the more formal version of it. You know, give him some more respect and esteem and call him Lord Baelish.
Oh, that's interesting.
So the resemblance stays. It's still there, but now he's Lord Baelish.
Done. Write it down. That's what we're doing from now on.
Or Coach Baelish? I don't know, but either way.
No, I love it. It's sold. Lock it in. Oh, that sound effect reminds me.
I know that sound.
This show is also brought to you by the Davis Law Group.
Hey!
Go to WashingtonAccidentBooks.com. Order the free book, which is the 10 biggest mistakes that can wreck your Washington accident case. So if you're in an accident, if you're injured, you're going to need this book. It's going to answer a lot of questions for you, and you can order it at WashingtonAccidentBooks.com. Make sure you let them know that Release the Show sent you. The book retails for $15. They'll give it to you for free when you go to the website. You can also call 206-727-4000 and talk to anyone who is standing by the phone at the Davis Law Group to answer all of your questions. It's a real-life person It's not a recording. You don't have to push all the numbers. It's someone who is patient, caring, and super knowledgeable about everything to do with personal injury. So if you or a family member has been affected by that, you want to answer those questions, it's 206-727-4000.
Representative.
Chris Davis and the Davis Law Group.
Agent. Mm-hmm. Representative. Yeah, no, you get somebody when you call them up, and they're cool people. I know you don't necessarily need your lawyers to be cool, but if they're both good and cool, then it's a win-win.
Absolutely.
I need my lawyer to be cool.
Ryan, you finally asked a Kraken player a question in the press conference. Well, I mean, on the record, you know what I mean?
We've been talking to the players, you made it into the press conference.
Oh, trust me, Ryan's been hanging out with the players, okay? He's been getting the access. He's been a great photographer all season long, right next to the ice, like getting just the coolest shots of these Kraken games that
except
are exclusive to our show, except for the one that he missed. But other than that one, the access has been amazing, but he finally spoke up in a press conference because he is a real-life journalist, and he asked Turbo a question. What did you ask him?
I just asked Turbo. He was doing his end of the year wrap up, and I just asked him, "Is Seattle a hockey town?"
And
he agreed. Seattle's a hockey town.
Yeah, nice.
Case closed.
Now,
case closed.
Okay, before you asked that question, or maybe even during, how nervous were you?
Actually, I've been nervous the whole season trying to get one in, and sitting next to all these reporters and try to, you know, I want to try to take it seriously. And last game, I had no choice. So, no, I was going for it.
Did they give you high fives after you asked your question? Like, give you a pat on the back? Good job, bud.
I think someone fist pumped in the back row. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Hey, was it cool. Your girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very supportive.
Yeah. That's funny.
So is it a Seattle hockey town then?
I think so. I think it's a great sports town. Obviously, the fans are extremely passionate, and I definitely think it's a hockey town here in Seattle.
Who is a Seattle hockey town then? Who is a Seattle hockey town then?
I think so. I think it's a great.
There it is again. So is Seattle a hockey town then?
He asked it just so eloquently.
Iconic. Iconic, man.
Led him right to water, so he could just feed on it and say, "Yes, it is."
You better put that on a T-shirt.
Is Seattle a hockey town?
No, you got to get the so. So is Seattle a hockey town then?
Then.
Well, I was piggybacking off someone else's question, so I just added on to that.
It's perfect.
Do you think the person wasn't fist pumping? They wanted to punch you for asking their follow-up?
Thanks, Kyle, for making him repeat what he just said 5 minutes
earlier. No, dude, great job. And honestly,
that's a whole new meaning.
You guys can go check out the press conference because Tanev is smiling ear to ear at you, actually. He's like, he's kind of making eyes at you, to be honest, right at the end of the question. I think we should cut out the audio and slow it down. Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Man, who do you think won the show this season?
The Missing Link.
You think so?
Yeah, he got Ryan. He got Dan's number.
That's true.
Oh, man. It's not the GOAT, though. I'm telling you that. It's crazy, though, because the GOAT is the GOAT, but it's not the GOAT. Every time he came on, he got muted like 100 times. So
it's true.
Feel bad for the GOAT. But yeah, I don't think he won. So Missing Link, that's a good answer. I don't know.
Find all the latest sports developments. I meant in terms of the score of the show. Don't we keep score for all the bells and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not just in general.
Who won the show, man? That's what I was wondering. I wanted you guys to say me. All right, fine. don't forget the
I see. You were fishing for it. Okay.
Find all the latest.
Brett won the show. Sorry, go on. You're winning this one, though, for sure. You've set yourself up. You dinged. You got the read going. You bet on yourself and you're winning.
Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds and NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. Don't forget the MLB is back as well. The Mariners, I mean, off to a hot start. Tough time in Florida, but whatever. They got Houston next, and they're coming back home. So go lay down some wagers if you like at betonline.ag. Also, Stanley Cup playoffs, right? Starting tonight, I think, as we're recording this podcast. Super easy to get started. Go to your mobile device, download the app, or use your mobile device, or visit the website today. Promo code
B.
L.
E.
A.
A.
Oh.
Take it home, Brett.
B.
Oh.
Promo code BELIEVE, spelled our way, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. Let's just shout out some people who were awesome to us this year. And really, guys, not in a braggadocious sort of way, but just take a second and think about how this little show went from a silly little idea to actually having t-shirts and a logo and 1,000 followers on Twitter and a bunch more people listening and a little family and community that I am obsessed with. I know you guys are obsessed with. And I just like, we gave ourselves a job, everybody. We gave ourselves an actual job. It's crazy. But thank you to everyone out there for listening and giving us this headache all season long. We love you. I'm going to shout out Gary, Justin, and Keith from the Queen Anne Beer Hall, the hall that's just been taking care of us all year, letting us do our live events. Our tab is long and extensive over there, and we will pay it at some point. We're just not sure when, but you guys are the best, and thank you for your support. Who are you shouting out, Chris?
I'm going to shout out Rhino, boy Rhino from Seattle Youth Hockey Assist. Definitely enjoyed partnering with them for our most recent fundraiser. It's a really, really great cause. So definitely we can talk more about that. But other than that, you know, I mean, I got to give it back to my guy, Young Fidge, for the theme song. You know, we've been friends for a while. So, you know, big ups to Young Fidge. You know, and then, hey, you know, miss you, Kev. Hope all in daddyhood's going well. You know,
shout out to Kev.
Shout out to Kev, Hot for Teacher Kevin.
Shout out to Hot for Teacher Kev, who doesn't have internet in the bunker, but we'll send him a written transcript of this episode so he can read his shout out.
Also, shout out Mrs. Kev and Tiniest Kev.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. For all those people wondering, baby Kev has arrived. So send your congratulations to. You guys know how my man is. No, so I'm just going to say,
he's still in
shout
an undisclosed
out.
Location with undisclosed things going on. Okay. That doesn't change.
Yeah. So shout out to that and congrats. Ryan, shout out.
I like to just think like Nick Uzmondi, Chet, Strawberry, those guys that have sort of helped the show, but also helped me out when I'm at the games and kind of showed me, you know, the ropes and. Mm-hmm. Kind of some stuff what to do. The Kraken media relations team that's been helping us out. And then my girlfriend for putting up to me, going to all the games and all the time she's at home and I'm out, you know, watching hockey. So I like to thank her as well.
Yeah. I mean, and shout out to you for convincing her that you actually had a job to go do at that arena. That was pretty awesome, man.
She's still asking for the money, but it's on its way. Don't worry.
Oh, man.
Me too, Ryan.
What?
Me too.
Stop it.
I want to raise.
I want to raise.
Yo, shout out to Angelica from the arena for being our first ever repeat guest. Shout out to Dave for being our first NHLer on the show.
Dave Tomlinson. I mean, this list goes on. I mean, Strawberry.
Insane.
First.
Strawberry,
to be
both
on the show.
PA announcers from Climate Pledge.
Jay Deutsch,
part of the ownership group from the Kraken, for goodness sakes. I mean, Lofa Tatupu being an all-pro guest on the show. I think he was our first guest, wasn't he? Very, very early on in the show.
Lofa.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Mrs. D for putting up with my schedule, too, with this. So many people, man. And what about the listeners, guys? Shout out to Kevin from Denver. Shout out to Taff and his giant calculator.
No, I will not shout him out. He blames everything on me, but you go ahead if you want to.
All right,
okay?
Well, I'll shout him
okay?
out. Shout out to everybody listening in Australia and Sergeant New
Pickles.
Zealand. Shout out to everyone listening in Tasmania to release the show.
Scotland.
Sergeant Pickles. Scotland. We've had listeners checking in from India and Norway. On the email, thank you to everyone who's ever emailed the show and all of your support. Shout out to anyone who's ever bought merch from our merch store. You guys are amazing.
Shout out to whoever designed the Kraken merch.
Those are some beautiful jerseys. Those jerseys are awesome, right?
The jerseys.
Hey, earlier we talked about Rhino from Seattle Youth Hockey Assist, and I just want to give him just a little extra beat of love. On August 5th, he is having his annual golf tournament, the celebrity golf tournament. It's on August 5th, and you know our episodes are going to be sort of intermittent until then. So if you're in and around the Seattle area, please, it's such a worthy cause, and he worked so hard and really is super dedicated to this. So if you're into golf, or even if you're not, and if you're just into like drinking beers, go to check out his charity event.
And also, there might be a few of your favorite podcast hosts at that golf tournament.
Well, we don't know yet, man.
I mean, not confirmed.
It's
but,
not confirmed.
Hey, listen. Chris is working on his short game right now.
Don't call him short. Yeah. We have had this conversation. Short game. He appears taller than it seems.
Oh, come on. That's, yeah, that's, you know, not.
What? Size doesn't matter. Whether you're short, tall, long, and strong, it don't matter. You got to bring the grit. The grit. Or the crit, as sometimes they used to call me back in the day. This is Release the Show, RTS. Final season, show, farewell, recap.
What?
The family's here. I don't know.
No, see, this is what happens. This is what happens when you just sit back and let them go.
He's crushing it.
I don't think anybody's juices are flowing as of yet.
Thank you for listening to Release the Show this season. Release the Show at gmail.com, everybody, is the email address for the show. We have a merch store, like I mentioned. Find the link in the bio and any social media. Shout out to all you guys for listening. We'll be back if anything huge happens with the team. We will also be back around the draft time with regular episodes and getting into season two of this insanity.
I was better with my Barry White.
See ya.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.